Let's not waste any more of his time. It is a true honor to welcome to this program the surprise guest I was telling you about. He is a former governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, a former member of the U.S. House of Representatives, a former senator representing the Commonwealth of Virginia, and a former resident of our neighborhood right here in Central Virginia. George Allen joins us on the line. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Coy. And yes, I was a delegate, had Mr. Jefferson's seat.
How about that?
Lived in between Earliesville and Free Union, and I still miss those days.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice. I'm glad you're with us. Tell us, for number one, for folks who don't know what you're doing right now, get us up to speed about where you are and what's going on.
Oh, doing a lot of different things. I'm a presidential scholar for the Reagan Ranch, which is a lot of fun, and getting to speak on college campuses, which is actually great in that I was at the University of Virginia when I first got involved in organized politics when Governor Reagan asked me to head up Young Virginians for Reagan way back in 1976. we were the rebels, anti-establishment, and still got a little bit of that streak in me. And we won Virginia, but President Ford won the nomination. I also have my own consulting firm, consulting with energy and technology companies, and giving speeches. I actually get paid to give speeches, and also advising John McCain's campaign as well.
There you go. Well, that brings us around to the topic of the year, I guess, which is this unbelievable campaign for the White House. I don't think we've seen a race like this, as long as this, as fascinating as this. Let's get right to it. Virginia, your old stomping grounds here, surprisingly so, who would have thought, it turns out to be a swing state this year. And Politico at Politico.com has a story out today for which you were interviewed about, and the title is Virginia GOP Fears McCain Could Lose State. Some Virginia Republicans coming forward and saying they don't think he's fighting enough, hard enough in Virginia. Your thoughts?
Well, the headlines sometimes are different than the body of the story. At any rate, Virginia is clearly a battleground state. Virginia, Ohio, Missouri, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Colorado, those are, you know, and everyone's list, Florida as well, as key battleground states. And Virginia, no one should take anything for granted, and no one is. In fact, I'm happy to announce that both Senator McCain and Governor Palin will be in Virginia next week.
That's
they have
right.
A rally in Virginia Beach in the morning next Monday. Then they're going to be in Richmond at the Arthur Ashe Center at 1 p.m. for a rally there. Then there's events in Northern Virginia that night with Governor Palin. So, at any rate, the Democrat ticket's been in here. The McCain-Palin tickets, they had their big rally in Northern Virginia a few weeks ago. 23,000 folks showed up in Fairfax. So, at any rate, both sides are plowing a lot of time and effort into it. And ultimately, you know, where Virginia goes is going to be a key indicator of where the country goes.
Absolutely.
And I think people are obviously in the last month here focused in on where do these candidates stand on issues, what solutions do they have, do their words match up with their past performance on issues, whether it's taxes, whether it's energy, whether it's national defense, whether it's cutting wasteful spending in Washington. And I think that ultimately Virginians, and it'll be close, tight race, but I think Virginians who pay taxes, who work for a living, or care about their families are going to be much more comfortable with John McCain, with his record of experience and leadership on all those issues.
We're talking. We're honored to be talking with former Virginia Governor, former United States Senator George Allen, live on the line. Senator Allen, I want to give you a moment to speak to those independents here in Virginia, because that's who's going to swing it. We got folks on the left, folks on the right. They've made up their minds.
Yep.
Virginia's got a lot of independents and proud to have a lot of independents who are still weighing their options. What's your message for them?
Well, I think for any voter, and the independent voters, you're right, Coy, the Republicans are going to be out in force, the Democrats will be out in force. The key is which way the independent voters or swing voters go. I think a lot of folks are very much concerned about this economy. What can we do to make our country more prosperous, more conducive for investment and job creation? And John McCain's solutions, I think, on taxes is to make our country more competitive. We have the second worst or second highest tax on business in the world. We need to reduce those taxes on business owners. The capital gains taxes Barack Obama wants to raise capital gains taxes. That affects retirees. That affects everybody who's invested and families like mine who are concerned about how we're going to pay for college education. Well, John McCain wants to double the exemption per child, which means families can save up for college or provide for their families. And then the other really key issue for our country, which I think to some extent precipitated this economic meltdown, is energy. And I think the American people are disgusted to see the demeaning spectacle of the President of the United States going and bowing to Saudi royalty to increase oil production. We need as a sovereign and prosperous country to be able to defend, feed, and fuel ourselves. And we have the energy resources under our land, under our water, and we have it in the creativity of the American people. What we need is the political leadership to unleash those resources. And John McCain's very strongly in favor of clean coal technology, advanced nuclear, exploring off our coast, including in Virginia, which we've been trying to get out from under the federal moratorium for the last 5 years, which will get revenues to Virginia for roads or keeping in-state tuition affordable. All of those are ideas that I think are very positive and creative, whereas Senator Obama and Senator Biden are opposed, talked about taxing coal, which would only increase electricity costs. And we ought to be using coal. It's abundant, it's American, and we ought to be using that in a variety of ways, the same with nuclear, the same with off our coast, which, again, the Biden-Obama team opposed to. So energy independence matters a lot for our national security, for our economic competitiveness, for our balance of trade, and also it affects people in their everyday lives and standard of living. And so if you care about energy independence, if you care about economic vitality, I think John McCain's got the prescription, the solutions, and the agenda to get this country moving in the right direction.
My guest is former United States Senator, former Virginia Governor George Allen. We're talking to him live and honored to have him on the program. Let me ask you a question. This bailout that passed the Senate didn't pass the House with $700 billion. It goes to the Senate. They add, $150 billion worth of extra little pork there, and it does pass. Would you have voted for that bill if you were in the Senate?
I didn't get to hear whatever Secretary Paulson said to the members in a closed session. Whatever he must have said must have been frightening to him because they didn't have the usual, palavering that you get from folks. It is, I would have liked a better approach to it, to be honest with you. Ultimately, I didn't hear what was said in closed sessions. I was highly skeptical of it, let me just say that, in that if you're a taxpayer, you wonder, why in the heck is my tax money going to pay off these folks and for their bad mistakes? And there was irresponsibility on the part of lenders as well as irresponsibility on the part of borrowers, and then all these others who have made more money doing really nothing, packaging and selling off mortgages. And nonetheless, you had a liquidity problem that was harming the entire economy. And I think that some of the added tax breaks that they put on should have been done anyway on the alternative minimum tax, for example. That should have been done, and that's usually done anyway. But it seemed to me that the original proposal, there's no question, the original proposal from President Bush and Secretary Paulson was awful. It did not have transparency. It did not have oversight. It did not have accountability. It had money going to these executives who've ruined various companies and ultimately harmed our economy. I think the adding on of added pork did not necessarily improve the bill. Some of them were all right. Some were not. But it seems to me that it was improved through the whole process. The measure was much improved from the original proposal, and they knocked out some of the things such as, you know, giving money to Acorn, which is a political activist group for the Democrats. So I can understand why a member would vote for it and vote against it. To be honest with you, I would have been very, very skeptical of it, but I didn't get to hear whatever some of the impacts of all of this could have been. So I don't want to give you an absolute answer.
Yeah, that's fair. You would have thought if things were as dire as we were being led to believe by the folks on Wall Street, that you wouldn't have needed any pork to pass something like this emergency measure.
Yeah, well, I think what the Senate got into, the House had defeated it, and the Senate had to figure out what can we do on a get enough votes for this. And some of these sweeteners that you talked about are things that folks wanted to get done anyway on the alternative minimum tax, which ends up hitting a lot of middle income people. With a tax. So they added those on to get various votes, probably would have made it on their own. So it's hard to say. I to be honest with you, Coy, I don't think that the Treasury Secretary, the President, the Congress, or Wall Street has much confidence insofar as the American people are concerned. Their credibility is pretty low, and so it's tough. These are tough days. Now the question is, where do we go from here? They made that decision. They passed it. The stock market goes down. It was down 700. Ends up down 300 and something points today, or something like that. The point is, where are we going to go in the future? And that's where I think tax policy, energy policy matter a great deal for our country's future and for our children's future. And we can look back on this financial meltdown and the rescue bailout, whatever you want to call it. But the key is, we got to get our country much more competitive, and we need to be having the right sort of policies, whether it's educational, whether it's tax, whether it's regulatory, whether it's energy or national security, to make sure that everyone believes that the United States is a great place in which to conduct business. And we need to improve rather than just grousing, complaining, or thinking things will just come out of it without doing anything. And so I think lower taxes and greater American energy independence are the prescription for a more prosperous and secure America.
George Allen is a former governor of Virginia, a former United States senator, a former resident of Albemarle County, a former student at the University of Virginia. It's been an honor to have you on the program. I got about 30 seconds, but before I let you go, you got a lot of fans still here in Virginia who want to know when you're running again.
Well, I don't know. Susan's heading up Women for McCain, and so our political activity this year is focused on the McCain-Palin ticket. We may get into it again in the future, but having grown played in football, you played one game at a time. And by the way, congratulations to Coach Groh and the Wahoos for shutting out Maryland. That was just a fantastic character win for the Wahoos.
Yeah, absolutely. Who'd have thought they had it in them, you know?
Oh, I know. No kidding. And with all the things that they've gone through this year, I think it was a fantastic.
Yeah, those kids
wonderful
deserve
win.
That. They deserve that, absolutely. George Allen, United States Senator, former United States Senator. George, thank you so much. It's been an honor to talk with you again.
It's my pleasure, Coy, and stay strong for freedom in Mr. Jefferson's country.
There you go. George Allen, a former governor of Virginia and a former member of the United States Senate. A quick break. We're back in just a couple of minutes. This is Charlottesville right now.